One of the most significant differences between written and oral presentations is the type of preparation needed for a briefing. As I've said many times, consider your audience. What do they know about the topic? What is their likely mood? Hostile? Tired? Disinterested? Etc. Or orientation toward the topic? What style of briefing do they prefer? Is it formal, casual, etc.? What about audience size? How much time will they give you? Whether they intend to ask questions? Whether Q&A is part of the presentation or separate? The composition of the audience will affect how you relay the information and what you will highlight, as well as how you dress, what gestures you use, and your body language. Ensure you have a clear and concise message. Finally, prepare for questions. You should particularly prepare for the questions you don't want to be asked. Have a colleague role-play your audience and ask questions. It will pay you dividends when you're facing questions in the real brief. However, you should keep in mind that nobody can perfectly anticipate all questions. The best you can do to prepare yourself for the unknown is to know your material and know it well.